one of the greatest battlegrounds, if I can call it that, between those who are of this world and those who belong to Jesus is the question of abortion. Why are those Christians so out of date on this issue? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I can honestly tell you that before I became a Christian at age 36, I saw nothing wrong with abortion. What's the problem? Obviously, it's better to get rid of the fetus beforehand rather than bring an unwanted child into the world. Why were these Christians so stuck in the mud on this issue? But the moment I gave my life to Christ, without even having to think about it, my mind was changed. I could see the problem clear as day. As Kevin Sorbo of the Vitae Foundation puts it, at 22 days, there's a heartbeat. If that's not a life, then tell me what is. Indeed. So having sat on both sides of the fence at different times in my life, I can totally see where both the pro-choice and the pro-life people are coming from. I get it. But still, why can't those Christians keep their views to themselves? Why do they have to be so vocal about it? Proverbs chapter 24, verses 11 and 12. If you see someone on their way to death or in danger of being killed, you must do something to save them. You cannot say, it's none of my business. That's why. Because abortion is the taking of a life. And those of us who believe in Jesus simply don't have the option of standing idly by and not speaking up. That fetus, that's a life. And if ever the time comes, we have to do what we can to save it. That's God's word, fresh for you today. It's one of many difficult issues that we have to deal with in life. But on the flip side of the coin, God wants to give you His peace and His rest. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called How to Enter God's Rest. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.